USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Federal officials are temporarily closing two international bridges in Eagle Pass, Texas, to redirect resources to the influx of migrants in the city. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says agents are needed to assist Border Patrol officers with taking the migrants into custody and processing them as fast as possible. The Texas Department of Public Safety says about 4,000 migrants have crossed the border into Eagle Pass this week, with hundreds more expected. Attorney General Merrick Garland is refuting claims of political bias within the Justice Department. During his testimony before the House Judiciary Committee, Garland emphasizes he serves independently.
I don't recollect the answer to that question, but the FBI works for the Justice Department. I'm sorry.
You don't recollect whether you've talked with anybody at FBI headquarters about an investigation of the president's son?
I don't believe that I did.
This response comes amidst Republican allegations that the DOJ has been unfairly focusing on President Biden's political opponent, former President Trump. The Biden administration is wiping out nearly $37 million in student loan debt for former University of Phoenix students. It'll cancel the debt for more than 1,200 borrowers whom the administration said were misled about job prospects by the for-profit online school. Students eligible for the relief were enrolled between September of 2012 and the end of 2014. The government is giving out free COVID tests again.
Starting next week, Americans will have the opportunity to once again request complimentary COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced on Wednesday that the government is reinitiating the program to offer the free tests. Beginning September 25th, households can place an order for up to four tests through covidtests.gov.
That's John Schaefer reporting. This is USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your healthcare provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine, minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, heart, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.
Interest rate hikes aren't necessarily coming to an end, but they are being paused again. The Federal Reserve is raising rates to combat inflation. The central bank indicated it still expects one more rate hike before the year is over. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is accusing Russia of committing war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine. Speaking before the UN Security Council, Blinken said Russia is attacking the core principles of the UN Charter. Yesterday, President Biden addressed the UN General Assembly. Don't worry, your favorite game show won't be changing this season.
Vanna White will remain on Wheel of Fortune at least for two more seasons. She signed a contract extension that will keep her on the long-running game show through the 2025-26 TV season. The news coming as host Pat Sajak starts his farewell season. White will continue to reveal letters with Ryan Seacrest when he takes over next year.
I'm Corey Myers.
The FDA says more testing is needed before the agency approves the first nasal spray alternative to the EpiPen. The FDA rejected Neffy, which would be the first nasal spray alternative to the EpiPen for people with life-threatening allergies. ARS Pharma, which makes Neffy, says it will appeal. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.